Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe McGee with Wednesday Wisdom, where we get the middle of the week and get a shot in the arm of the Word of God. So it's good to meditate in the Word of God day and night. If you meditate in the Word of God day and night, Joshua 1:8, you'll prosper and have good success. Well, I like to prosper and have good success. I don't want to be in lack or messed up. So I've been taking these one words, and I've done this for years where I'd give my kids at the start of the week a 3x5 card with a 4 or 5 passages of scripture about a word. And so we've done abundance and abounding, but we're going to get a negative word today. This is going to be really good, though. You need to understand that you've been redeemed from the negative. You've been redeemed from the curse of the law. So we're going to talk about the word ashamed, because everybody's been ashamed at some point in your life. You didn't make the team, you flunked the test, you know, you didn't make the homecoming court, and you were embarrassed and you were ashamed. It's like, but life didn't end. You think, oh, the sun's not going to come. Well, the sun is going to come up in the morning. It is not the end of the world. You know, shame is not the end of life. And so these would be great scriptures. So this is about the word ashamed. I put this on 3x5 card and gave this to my kid for a week. I want you to think about these scriptures. Psalm 31, verse 1. Psalm 31, verse 1. Oh, Lord, I put my trust in you. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in my righteousness. So what is it? Well, what do you know about it being ashamed? I've asked God to never let me be ashamed. I've asked the God of the universe that holds the stars of heaven together in his hands. I've asked the creator of the world to let me never be ashamed. That's a real good one. Psalm 37, verse 18 through 19. Psalm 37, verse 18 through 19. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. In the days of famine, they will be satisfied. Now, I'm going to read this one more time, guys. This is a great scripture. This is the word ashamed. Ashamed. God said, I'll never be ashamed. It's a positive of a negative word. Psalm 37, 18 and 19. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance will be forever. God's never going to forget me. He's never going to leave me alone. He's never going to abandon me. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. In the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. There are never going to be a day of lack for me. Whatever the devil steals, he's got to pay back 7 times. Whatever the devil steals, he's got to pay back 7 times. Psalm 119, verse 80. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I may not be ashamed. Let my heart be secure in your word, one translation says. Let my heart be secure in your word, that I may not be ashamed. How do I avoid shame? Stay in the word of God. How do I not be ashamed? Meditate in the word of God day and night, then you'll prosper good success. Psalm 1, 1 through 3. It's just the Bible's just so loaded. So let your heart be sound in my word, then I will not be ashamed. Psalm 127. Oh, here's where it gets good. Psalm 127, verse 4 and 5. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior, so are sons born to one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. Blessed is the man who's got a big family. Blessed is the man who's got a big family. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their enemies in the gate. What? Well, you're going to contend with enemies? Oh, yeah, everybody contends with the enemy. There are people everywhere that don't like you. Well, what did I do to them? Nothing. Jesus never sinned one time, yet he had people trying to shove him off a cliff, trying to stone him to death. They went after Jesus. What did he do? Nothing. Hell just makes a run at everything. But I like this. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior, our sons born to one's youth. My children are a weapon. They're a weapon for God. My children are not wimps. They're weapons for God. I used to tell my kids all the time, you're a weapon for God. Did you know that? We're never going to be ashamed. They will not be put to shame. You will contend with your enemies in the gate. In other words, you're going to confront your enemies, and you will defeat them in the gate. Then like this, this is a great scripture. Joel 2, verse 26 and 27. This is a promise, old covenant promise. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and your people shall never be ashamed. You will know that I'm in the midst of you, that I am the Lord your God and none else, and my people will never be ashamed. God said what? My people will never be ashamed. Again, Joel 2, 26 through 27. Joel 2, 26, 27. This is an old covenant promise. Now we have a new covenant, a better covenant with better promises. It says this, and you shall eat in plenty, and you'll be satisfied. You shall praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. And they shall know that I am in the midst of them, and I am the Lord your God and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. There's five great scriptures about not being ashamed. Now, when I first got it, I think, well, you're going to teach them being ashamed? Yeah, because God has promised that you will never be ashamed. You'll be delivered. You'll be redeemed. You'll be taken out of a mess. God is in the mess removing business. He's in the redeeming business. He's going to put people back in the right place kind of a business. God is a show off. Day one, he loves to show himself strong through people. He's not looking for strong people. He wants to show himself strong through his people. So I tell baby, get your hand up every day. Lord, I'm a child of God. I acknowledge that you are my Lord, and I'm a candidate for you to show yourself strong in today. So go ahead and be strong in me, Lord. Be strong in my relationships, in my thinking, in my faith. Lord, be strong in me, for the Lord's strength is forever and ever. Never be ashamed. Never, 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 ever be ashamed. Man, the great promises, guys. Need to meditate on it. Get those scripture cards out. Start filling them out. Do the ones on ashamed. It'll be real positive. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God could do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.